Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Hello and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host. We are back today. We are nearing the end of our series on cravings, and today's is the number 6 cause of cravings. So listen in. We're going to talk about the number 6 cause of the 7 causes of cravings. And if you've been following along in all these videos, hopefully you've gotten a few nuggets that you will be able to take away and apply in your life to help get those cravings under control. So let's talk about the number 6 cause of those sugary and carby cravings. So if you're really struggling with those, you might want to think about unbalanced hormones. So we're going to cover a couple of different types of hormones. We're going to cover neurotransmitters and sex hormones. So stay with me. Specifically, we're going to talk about dopamine and serotonin for our neurotransmitters. Dopamine is just our reward or our feel-good hormone. So we get feedback when we eat certain types of food. And more than 50% of this hormone is made in the gut. The rest is made in the brain. And dopamine stimulates your hunger, and then it gives you this pleasure sense, or this pleasure hormone is released, and when you eat high fat or high sugary foods. So you get that reinforcement that you eat that and then you feel good. So it makes you want to continue that pattern or that loop. 2014, in the Journal of Nutrition, they found that obese individuals have a blunted dopamine pathway where they have an increased reward seeking and overeating. So they continuously want that reward feeling, and so that leads to overeating. So weight loss, hopefully you find that that is improved because that dopamine level is better, or at a better level. But dopamine can increase sugar intake because it's trying to boost that reward or that feel-good hormone. Symptoms of low dopamine are you just feel kind of flat, depressed, bored a lot. You're tired, you have low physical or mental energy, and you really have to push yourself to exercise. You have a low drive or motivation or enthusiasm for things or life. Difficulty concentrating, gain weight really easily, and you really need more coffee or sugar or just those caffeine or those stimulants to make it through your day. So those are all red flags that dopamine could be driving your cravings. Next is serotonin, and serotonin is just our happy hormone, and it just boosts our mood and makes us feel good. And 90% of this hormone is made in our gut. So when we talked about on video 4, gut imbalances, this could be part of a connection with your neurotransmitters. Low levels of serotonin will increase your appetite or stimulate your desire to eat. Whereas if you have more stable levels, your appetite is going to be controlled. It does provide that calm feeling when you eat sugar and carbs. So it kind of gives us that reinforcement, kind of like dopamine, as they're very similar in that aspect. When you get that boost in your mood when you eat those sugary and carby things. Low levels of serotonin can lead to increased carb cravings, and also your thyroid and estrogen levels play a role in how your serotonin level is. So if your serotonin level is low, It could be because your thyroid or your estrogen is off. Some signs of low serotonin are depression, anxiety, panicky, you can't sleep at night, you have migraines, PMS, IBS, obesity. Those are all signs that you could have a low serotonin. So if you're really struggling with some of these symptoms, you might want to consider the neurotransmitters as being the driver of your cravings. And lastly, we'll talk about sex hormones, and mostly estrogen, but a little bit of progesterone as well. So in 2016, in the Journal of Physiology and Behavior, they find that high estrogen levels during the luteal phase, which is day one of ovulation to day one of your menstrual cycle, which is about 14 days or half the month. And you have high estrogen levels will increase cravings for sweet tasting food and carbs. So if your estrogen is high, then you're gonna have more problems with sugar and carb cravings. In 2016, it was actually at a conference, the Experimental and Biology Conference, found that high estrogen led to increased carb intake, and high progesterone led to an increase in sweet beverage intake. So those are things like sugary coffee drinks or sweet tea or pop. Though any of those sugary drinks could be related to those hormones driving it. So if you are really struggling with sugar and carb cravings, you might want to think about unbalanced hormones. So I hope that has helped, and stay tuned for our last video on cravings.